Yeah. I'm going to take this bit out.
No, an early finish is an early finish. An early finish is an early finish. You take the wins.
You have to, man.
I love
when my finish early.
Literally, I remember I left. I went to a visit. And then after, I just went home a bit early. Who did I see on the motorway?
Your manager.
Oh. Wow.
Nah, it's cool. She looked at me. I looked at her. It went along. It wasn't much anyway. It wasn't much anyway.
How did you spot each other? Like, was she going to the same from the same place?
No, because obviously I would know what her car looks like kind of roughly, and then she would know what my car kind of looks like roughly, innit? So yeah, but it was like a Friday.
Everyone deserves to go home. Yeah. I remember.
Also, the family. You finished your visit?
Yeah, I finished it. I just finished it a bit early.
Because it is one of them ones where it's like, okay, if I finish everything, do I need to stay till 5?
Yeah. No, that's what I kind of like.
What is that?
That's what I kind of like, because obviously she's not one of those people that's like, yo, you must stay.
Because
sometimes it's not effective, you get me? Like, you'll get those times where you finish late anyway.
Exactly, so sometimes I can leave early.
I'm there from 12 and then I finish at 12, so for me it's like, or not 12.
Antisocial.
6 to 6 stupid hours.
12 hours.
Yeah, I don't like antisocial.
I'll never go back to that.
Whoopty whoop whoop.
Anyways. Welcome back to another episode of the After Sun Now podcast. So here I have Alvin,
Taylor,
hey,
and Cameron,
hey,
and your boy Justin.
Not your boy.
I think it was. I think I was talking to a friend, and they made me realize that we actually haven't introduced the podcast. I'll reintroduce the podcast,
right?
Solely because like we've been out for so long, and like I feel like we've all been doing different stuff and we may have different views on life.
Okay.
And I just feel like we need to, for the new listeners coming in and obviously for the original listeners, shout you lot out, man. We love you lot.
Thank you.
But yeah, for the new listeners and also the old ones, we need to, I feel like we need to redefine the meaning of the podcast, like the After Sundown podcast. From like what we had before, like as in what was our definition, what was our reasoning for the podcast before, and what do you feel like that reason is, the new reason would be now, like as in?
Do you remember?
I just remember the reason why I wanted to start a podcast was just because we was having, me and you in particular, was having very interesting conversations that would just go anywhere. Either life mixed in with the Bible. They all kind of... Yeah, so that was kind of the definition to kind of start the podcast and kind of bring people into that, innit? So,
do you remember the specific reason for the title After Sundown?
It was because of Sabbath, innit? So it's kind of like one of those conversations that you have, like coming into Sabbath or coming out of Sabbath. You know what I mean? So you're starting to think about the week now, even though you shouldn't be.
Release on a Friday night as well.
Yeah.
So after, usually it's after sunset, although in some it's before.
Yeah. Because of the way how you release.
Oh, come off it. The first episode went up.
And then after that, it was just done.
No. I'm talking about this. This is a new season.
Okay.
This was released the night before.
So
it'll be the same. With the
we haven't created patterns yet. Don't give him that much.
He hasn't got data.
Nah, the pattern is coming, guys. The pattern is coming. Thursday will be upload day, and then it'll be sent out to you guys.
Okay.
To listen to prior.
That's a strong. Listen, this is a strong statement.
And then, it doesn't mean the listener, by the way. It means
And then, so yeah, that's what After Sundown meant then. Does it still mean the same thing now? Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, does it still mean the same thing now? Or have we kind of changed our views?
What do you think? How do you personally,
I feel like we're still obviously following the same After Sundown kind of. Data or just the flow that we had,
but now
I feel like we're becoming more focused on like soul salvation and also like being more direct in what we're speaking of, not even that, being more purposeful in what we're speaking about now. So obviously we feel like before we had like free-flowing conversations where like it wasn't really planned as much, and like sometimes we just came up and spoke for like hours. But now I feel like it's
therapy,
more like
it's more kind of directed.
Yeah.
It's definitely therapy.
Yeah.
We'll still talk. we'll still, it'll still be free flow, but it'll be, that word is a sick word, purposeful.
Yeah.
I was trying to do before, by the way, listeners.
You know what?
A lot of resistance.
Yeah, no, it's from me. It's probably from me.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say, I was going to let you say it.
No, it is. No, it is. Because
just go back to the old episodes, guys. You're here.
but it
was still meaningful. And yeah, it still touched a lot of people. And I think, especially because we were doing it over lockdown, like, I feel like people have gone on a journey with us as well. So,
she tried to be sexy when she
that wasn't a try.
That's his natural, you know. Sorry.
You come on a journey with us. So I think, yeah, they kind of like feel connected.
Would you say that, how, what, for yourself, why would you say that it's going in this direction?
It's going in what, the purposeful direction? Yeah. I reckon with just us ourselves, like, as in, we're kind of waking up into our faith now, I feel like. Well, probably maybe you lot were already awake, but me, I know I was sleeping, so I'm
asleep.
I'm becoming awake myself. So
I'm reawakening.
Yeah. I wouldn't say reawake. I used to be awake
and then I fell asleep.
This is a reality.
Yeah, you know what it is as well? I was talking about purposeful, I was reading, I've tried to start like just reading just different stuff. So I've started, well, I read Jude before, I'm reading it again now. Obviously it's quite a short book, so yeah. I think it's made me think, because obviously we're doing the study hubs for the Birmingham Youth and Student Hub. That's made me think, rah, okay, I need to be purposeful in like creating, because I'm like one of the people like creating content for it. So how can I be creating content for it and just be not feeding myself? But not for that, not just for that reason, but just for my own salvation as well, you get me? Because how can I be trying to lead or create things or whatever and I'm not feeding myself as well? So I think that's kind of probably made me a bit more directional focused and you know, trying to be a certain way. Definitely.
I can't really add much. Same.
So nothing's changed for you then over the past since the podcast has started.
For me, 2019, personally,
is it
2019?
Yeah. 2019 was the first upload. Like 2019 to now.
Intentions wise, nothing's changed, but in terms of like from a personal perspective, I'd say it's not that like it's not that. You and you're stuttering. Basically, in
that
the
hasn't changed.
It's true.
Basically, I feel like when COVID started, I would join into the Zoom Sabbath schools and all that sort of stuff, and I'd be very much present. And then as things went on, like, and when church came back, I've hardly been back to church. Although this year, and towards the end of last year and this year, I've been making a conscious effort to be there as regularly as possible. To start with, I was forcing myself to accept every opportunity to be doing something so that it forced me to be at church. And now, even when I'm not doing stuff, I'm finding myself at church, which is good, or making sure I'm at church. And then also just reading, studying scripture a lot again, and prayer, and just talking to God through the day has been going up. And there's something interesting you sent me, but we'll discuss that maybe if it comes up.
I think
it was so deep though, especially the first 30 minutes.
I think also as well, when the podcast started, I think the reason why I wanted to start it is because I hadn't heard something like in terms of like SDA focused. Now I hear more like stuff like out there, but it was only until like I started a podcast that I realized, okay, cool,
there is some,
but there wasn't though. Yeah. There was at this like over here I would say like, yo, that I would tune into that.
Certainly not in the UK at the time.
No, not in the UK. Not in the UK.
So what's the definition of it now? What is the After Sundown podcast? Or have we already covered it?
Don't know. I feel like it's kind of covered. Okay. Just like as in the, like, our talks with God, but just more purposeful.
Yeah.
So obviously coming up with like focused discussions, as like they've heard in like the last episode, if you've listened to it.
Just saying. Go but back yeah, and listen to yeah, it. Basically. And share it as well. Share.
And all of that. But even with like this one that we're going to speak about now, it's like focused, isn't it? So rather than us coming together, wasting money and like talking about cheeks. You know?
I was not involved in those.
Yes, you're not.
But yeah.
As a female.
Men don't have cheeks, no?
Not that I'm looking too hard that way.
Wow.
Good cheeks in porn.
She has her own personal set to look
at. Thank you.
That's what I was talking about. I think his cheeks are alright still.
Why?
I can say that. It's my brother.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
He squats, no? I squat too.
I'm starting actually.
You don't need to squat, Alvin. Not no more. You don't need to squat. Leave the squats alone, G.
I need to get stronger, man. I need to get stronger.
Leave them alone.
Get them nice and thick.
Thick,
that's
it.
That's crazy.
Thick.
What you men are on about is mad.
My cheeks are thick, you know, like, as in, when I, but they don't shake, but they don't, they don't jiggle. Firm. Firm,
they don't jiggle,
like,
jiggle.
I want to see the wiggle.
Yeah. Oh, we're back to talking about cheeks.
Nah, literally, that was my fault. Sorry.
My fault, sorry.
But now, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about, anyways, I'm going to drop the Bible text in first. So it's from Matthew 7, verses 24-28. And obviously, because I like modernizing stuff, yeah, it just talks about the parable of the foolish man and the wise man and the foolish man. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me? Probably.
Yeah. Maybe just turn it upwards towards your mouth a bit.
Upwards towards my mouth.
I'll do the same with mine.
I can't even do it.
I
got it.
Yeah, cool.
So cool. So because I like modernizing stuff, I'm just gonna give you the backstory of the parable, as it talks about the foolish man and the wise man and the foolish man. Yeah. So in life we have two men who are like construction workers. I would say, like, in my personal opinion, I would say personally that they went to uni together.
Yeah.
They became friends. They were probably in a project together.
Yeah.
And then the wise man noticed that the foolish man likes to do stuff easy. He was too easy, but then he kind of fell away from him. So later on in life, it comes to building houses. Maybe they're building houses for their kids. So you see one man who, let's call him the wise man. Let's call him Justin. Justin Nathaniel Bishop, he's the wise man. So like, he literally surveys the land, he does everything he needs to do, he gets the research, he gets the second opinion from other people, he even gets the planning permission to like build this land on somewhere that is like solid, like Digbeth, but yeah, not really Digbeth. Let's say Sutton Coldfield, because that's like a best place. Oh no, Solihull.
Yeah. Old money, you know, like, old money.
Literally. Yeah. So Solihull. Is it Solihull?
Okay. Solihull.
Yeah. So he does all the research, gets a second opinion.
Solihull is a nice area around Birmingham, by the way.
That's where the old money resides.
So obviously, all of that, is like done, and then like, and then you have the foolish man. Yeah. Let's call him Cameron Fuller.
Oh, so, no.
So Cameron Fuller has kids. He doesn't do anything. He literally just like, kind of like a traveler, just finds land, just puts it.
Can I suggest the land as well?
Yeah, go on, suggest the land.
So like, you know, Amsterdam is like waterlogged. And yeah, stuff, like, yeah. And it's like, it's hard to build on because it's
is where he plans to build his own. He has the knowledge, but he doesn't have the second opinion. He doesn't get planning permission. He doesn't do nothing. He went to uni to like study that course. Okay. He just wanted to do everything easy, buy the cheap materials, and literally just put up his house as quick as possible. Where it took the wise man, let's say, about 3 years to build his house, it only took Cameron a year. Just like them, I was gonna say just like those accommodations in Coventry. like where you have like the students.
But a lot of them, they just put them up quick. It don't last.
But yeah. So Cameron is literally like those people. But one day, a mad storm comes through England. Maddest storm ever. Obviously Amsterdam land, but like But yes, so
now I'm following you completely, bro.
Mad storm comes through Europe, and like it is seen that like what is it? A bad natural disaster comes through. The winds blow, rain comes, flood comes. Everything, like, all of it beats onto the house. It says that the wise man's house remained after all of that. And the foolish man's house fell. And the Bible says that, like, literally, I quote is, the Bible says that the fall was great. Like, the fall of the foolish man's house was great. So in that story, what do you feel like is being, like, noticed? Let's start with the foolish first. I like to start with the negatives.
Okay, cool.
So let's start with the foolish first.
Say your question again, sorry.
Like, as in, so what do you feel like is happening? Like, as in, what do you feel as though the story or the parable is telling us about the foolish man first? What do you feel like the parable is telling us about the foolish man?
There's loads.
Run through the list.
I'll try and be succinct if Alvin can do that. I think the first thing that comes up is he started with the first thing I think to observe is if one is the foolish man has a short-term view of things, I think which a lot of times we can end up having, like, how many times do we think about our eternity, like, and it kind of goes into what me and, like, Cameron sent me and like a podcast and the start of the podcast was so interesting to me because they were talking about ministry at the start and maybe the way in which certain ministers try and get away with certain behaviors and certain things.
Oh, bro, he told one. Can I tell one story for
you? Go for it.
So, to credit the podcast is done by Tim Ross, isn't it?
Tim Ross. Okay.
Tim Ross. He's a preacher in America, isn't it? Where he told one story of this preacher. Good guy, like, he follows God in, like, a good way or whatever. Got his wife, had his wife for time. So he goes to this conference, he gets invited to this conference. This conference is like a big conference. Obviously, America's like 50,000, 100,000. You get me? So they put him up in the hotel. So he travels up to the hotel, but obviously they always have someone to take care of them, innit? You get me? Someone to like tend to their needs, innit? So it's a woman goes up to like just escorting him up to the room and that. And then essentially, before he gets into the room, he turns around, the woman's like, oh, is there anything else that you need? He's like, no. She's like, are you sure there's not anything else you need? I'm not telling the story perfectly.
He's
obviously oblivious to this. She asks him this like three more times. The fourth time, she whips out a titty in it. Boom. Sorry, it's not cheeks, it's titties this time. But
what's going on?
Yeah, so... So then he's mad shocked and slams the door in her face.
I wasn't going to say that he slapped her.
Nah. We don't condone hitting women on this podcast.
But outside the podcast.
Maybe. Nah, I'm joking. Yeah, so essentially he slams the door in her face and then he's like, oh my gosh, what do I do?
Was she just chilling outside?
Nah, she's probably just gone. She's probably just gone away, and it obviously put the city back in that and just gone away.
Oh man!
So then, he goes to the pastor. He goes to the pastor. Like, who's
by the way,
like, titty's
a slang term for breast. For anyone who's not from the UK,
everyone's gonna know that.
I've got listeners in China and Malaysia. I don't think they know what? Slang.
They do slang.
Maybe they do.
I think they'll struggle with what we're saying. Period.
Yeah.
Not just the titty.
Not just that. Come on. Anyway,
fair enough, sorry man.
No, it's okay. So then he goes to like the head pastor of like the person that's invited him to this big conference, and he says, oh yeah, listen, I just wanted to come to you first. This woman that you've given in terms of like to help me around and stuff like that. She's whipped out the titty, innit? You get me? So then the pastor goes, do you think, or you failed the test or something like that? He goes, do you think that we would allow you to run through this
to get this high
and not have any dirt on you? So basically, that was to set him up so that they would have dirt on him in the future to control him.
This is a church conference.
Yeah, so this was in a church denomination. He didn't name who the church denomination was, but like, kind of, I say that to say, if his thing wasn't solid, in terms of like his relationship with God and his like commitment to his wife, he would have just fallen. If it was just about like, you know,
how do you prioritize?
Yeah, or how? Because even with preaching, let's be honest, there's like famous preachers in it, and not even famous preachers. There's like the popular, there's like the popular preachers in it.
Power and influence, isn't it?
You get me? So obviously, yeah, it's just if his thing wasn't solid, he would have just crumbled.
Yeah.
He would have just crumbled from that, innit? But yeah, it was just a story.
Piggyback off what you're saying as well, like in the story that you've told, like the storms are essentially the foundation. Christ says, Christ calls himself the rock. He refers to himself as the rock. And in fact, later on in the same chapter 7 verse 26, it sort of explains what's going on. It says, and everyone who hears my sayings, who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, shall be like the foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. And the rains and the floods will come, and the winds will blow and beat upon his house, and it will fall, and great will be its fall, essentially. So, like, our foundation has to be solid. The word in multiple senses. Number one, the word in that Christ is the word, but then also the word in that in the sense of the word of God.
You do know you just said the same thing twice.
No. When I say the word, I'm, you know, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Yeah.
Christ himself being the word.
Okay.
And then at the same time, his words. Like the word of God, the Bible.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so in both, so our foundation has to be both Christ and his words.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes
sense. That makes sense now. But before, I wasn't going to say anything and let you run with it. Justin's a good person. I was just going to let you run. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, even with my man, again, like, just a lot of people, I think, don't have that solid base. And then when anything comes, then it's just...
Now let's explore that though, because like I feel as though there is lots of people who are who obviously don't have that solid foundation. So obviously like they choose, well, for me I feel like foundations are based on like who you interact with, and also what you put in your body and also what you
mind
put in your mind as well. So like I feel as though there's lots of people, like even me, who like was watching the wrong things, kind of listening to the wrong things as well. And it's only when like you kind of want to change over is when you kind of surround yourself with good people and good energy, if that makes sense. Not to sound too spiritual, but yeah, good energy.
But you said like at the beginning though, intentions, and I think intentions is important. Like some people, they don't have, for example, I think marriage is probably the best example that I can think of at the moment. Their intention to get married in the first place is just, they don't really have one. You know what I mean? It's just, I want to have sex. You get me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So obviously that's allowed, but like, you know, like
it shouldn't be the
that's not the intention. They might not say it so overtly, but that's like their main intention. But that's like the sandy thing, and you get me? Because once that, because obviously that can ebb and flow even in marriages or whatever. Well, what about when that doesn't happen, you get me, that just does your relationship with God crumble, you get me? Like, yeah. What is your, I've heard a lot of people talk about, I think we've mentioned it before, innit, about like service within marriage and what your marriage is going to do for the kingdom, you get me? So like, making that your intention then automatically means that you're going to be after eternal things, not temporal things, innit? So like, when I say like temporary things, like the big house, the nice car, the perfect children, the like, those are all like, technically, I'm not saying children are material things, but you get what I'm saying, like, just the image
they
of
can
it
become.
You get me? Yeah, they can to be fair. And I feel like unintention, but with good intentions though, even sometimes they can get blurred in it, and people can think, oh yeah, that's actually the goal of marriage. But really, the goal of marriage, even now being in a relationship for a bit, innit, like, I think the best things that it's probably given me, even if it wasn't to continue, would be like the character development stuff, innit. You get me? So like, the patience, like, the it's just like the understanding that someone, because obviously I'm an only child in it, so I didn't realize how self, like, a bit like self-centered, like, she was, you get me? Like,
you don't have to be an only child to be self-centered.
No, I know.
That's one of the things I'm trying to work out of.
Yeah, I know. I think we all are naturally anyway, but like, No. I get what you mean on it. But yeah, I was just saying, like, yeah, that, like, for me, and it's given me, like, those kind of character development things in it. So yeah.
I was gonna like draw on two things. The first thing being, I think the key thing with the story is, or with foundations as a whole, is that you can obviously start building something and it not be great, but there's nothing to say that you can't start again or build on better than before. I think the reason why the foolish man was so foolish is, I'm pretty sure I can imagine him building his house and people saying things or looking at him weird, or but he was so stubborn and stubbornly, is that even a word? He was so stubborn. Leave it at that. He was so stubborn to the point that it led to his detriment, and it's like, there would have been opportunities. It could have been that the house could have been reinforced in some way, or something could be done, but he chose to just, I'm gonna see this through, this is how I want to do it, and it led to his failure. And I think in our own journeys, there's going to be points in life where we're building things. Sometimes we have disadvantages in life. We may not have been raised in a certain environment that gives us good foundation, but that doesn't mean that it will lend to your failure. You can still do things to build on the foundations that you have and make, obviously with God's help, make something of yourself and be great and stand the test of times. And then the second thing I was going to talk about was about, you know, we were mentioning about I guess the different types of foundations, and you can have the right intentions, but could you argue that you don't know how good your foundation is until it's tested?
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. Sometimes it's like, oh yeah, we are fine, and then a problem happens, and then it's like, oh, actually, upon reflection, these are the things that I can work on. So it's also about not beating yourself down on stuff that doesn't work out when the test happens. But equally, on the other side, it's like, say that guy in that situation, he must have had some sort of solid foundation, because he was able to not be tempted in that situation.
Oh, you gotta speak into that, right?
Well, you say he ain't shutting the door in there. Enter.
I'd think about it, I'd be like, whoa.
He's putting his hand in his face.
Now, but that's what I'm saying, in order to shut the door straight away, bro, and not just like, that's
just ponder on it. Just like, what?
I think it must have, you know, when something's so unexpected that it baffles you.
No.
He did not, like, because he didn't even pick up on what was going on until all of a sudden, just bam.
That's a natural reaction, I'm guessing. Like,
it wasn't natural though. It wasn't natural, because the natural, like, sinful inclination is to
give in,
come in. Yeah. You get me? But the spiritual natural, that's what I want to call it.
The flesh inclination is to
I like Cameron's versions.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh dear.
Nah, like.
Do you know why? Do you know why I'm like? Because the. Do you mean what's natural when Christ isn't there?
Yeah, basically.
For example, take Joseph's react. Like, this guy reacted like Joseph, man.
No, that's what I thought when you were telling the story. I was like, this is actually this Joseph.
That's the story. Because Joseph's natural reaction, I guess natural because of who his foundation is on and what his foundation is. His reaction was he just...
But you know what? I was going to say, like, it could have been abuse because he just slammed the door. So he could have, like, hit her face or he doesn't know anything.
That's
so
true.
With Joseph, he got caught with the... She caught his thing.
Yeah.
With that one, she could have got a broken nose or something.
Yeah.
So that would have been her evidence.
Yeah.
It's like, I wonder if he just shut the door out. Like,
I think the guy said that. Again, shout out to Tim Russ. I like his podcast now because I was watching a couple others.
It's my first time too.
He's got bare people on store. He's got like Devon Franklin's on there. He's got different people that like just like high up kind of people and influential people. But I think that reaction was like a spiritual, natural reaction. You get me? Because it was sinful. So then he closed the door. And I think also as well, I think what sin protects us from and what God protects us from is like the whole intention about why that was even set up in the first place, isn't it?
What sin protects us from?
What God protects us from, is like what we obviously don't know, in it.
Okay.
So that was like, to me, that was God protected him from being set up and being controlled, you get me? And being trapped by sin further.
Yeah.
You get me? Because he would have then been like, he would have had to like lie to his wife, like lie to the church, lead people in like the wrong direction, like all of that type of stuff. You get me? Just from slamming the door, he said no to all of that without even understanding the context as like the whole picture.
Mm.
But God understood, like, yo, it's not just about this. It's much greater than this. This whole denomination is kind of infected, or this whole church conference is infected with bad leadership that want to like set people up and that. Mm-hmm. That's mad, bruv.
Yeah,
you get me? Like, that's some like snowfall or like some I don't know, bro. Some ghost kind of manipulation, bro. You get me? Like,
a thought's just come into my head, and so the Bible I'm reading is like a red letter.
The Bible you're reading,
as it like
when Jesus speaks.
So I was thinking, well, so in general, the sayings that Christ is talking about are obviously the word of God in general, but it's even more specific. So he's been in chapter 7, he's been speaking from chapter 5, so to speak, all the way to chapter 7.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to go through it really, but for the listeners, like, if you're reading from chapter 5, that's when Jesus starts with the Beatitudes. And sort of the sayings to start with are, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there's the kingdom of God, and so forth and so forth. So blessed are the merciful, blessed are the pure in heart. So like, and then later he's going to say, the foolish are those who don't do these, according to these sayings.
Mm.
He also speaks about, because we're talking about this, and like, who do you listen to? Like, who do you listen to? Or being aware of preaching and that it must be from the word of God, kind of thing. Like, later on in chapter 7 verse 15 is like, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves. And like, so they're all of these pieces of guide, or they're all of these words of guidance and or instructions or commands that God is giving
the gems
throughout by their fruits you will, and so forth,
to try and talk to God as well.
Wow.
Have you ever heard that? We're not going to go into that.
What's that?
Like, some girls use it to when they're hurt, they just use it.
What? So we use what? Sorry?
That sheep's English, the wolves in sheep's
clothing. Oh, wolves in sheep's clothing. Oh.
Men ain't nothing. They trash. Wolves in sheep's clothing.
You're speaking to American things.
Sounds like evident, but we get around.
Internationally.
Okay, so next one. Okay, so in regards to the wise man.
Talk direct into it.
In regards to the wise man, what would we say? What would we say his like his whole thing was based on? Like, as in, how can we get a better picture of the wise man? Like, as in, is there anything he would change? Is there anything he would do better? Like, obviously, I feel like back then it was different. But, well, now in this, like, day and age, we've got, like, more technology. We've got more stuff to, like, occupy our time with. Is there anything we can do as, like, modern-day livers to, like, be that wise man in it?
How do we be the wise man?
How do
That's such an interesting question, because no one needs guidance on how to be the foolish man. Like, we naturally are.
If you leave a sort on devices,
yeah,
you just become foolish. Yeah.
That's a great question.
To be fair, you could argue some people mistake intelligence for wisdom.
Mm.
So just because
what's the difference?
So intelligence is like, someone explained intelligence like this to me. Essentially, it's about how quickly you can, the brain can recognize patterns in it. The more patterns that you can like recognize quickly, the likelihood is the more intelligent you are in it. You get me? So yeah. That's kind of, so in terms of
being
like,
smart,
so like Elon, Elon Musk, for example,
he's able
to put together loads of different connections.
Yeah.
And that means, and he does it faster than anyone else. He can do that in his mind naturally or whatever, studying or whatever. Yeah. That makes him intelligent. You get me? But, and obviously people argue there's different types, but the main way of intelligence that like we look at, but I'd say like wisdom is like a bit of both, like based on experience and morals and, it's like, I don't know how to,
Wisdom's like wisdom application. Comes from God. Well, there's I'd that say. Too.
But you could say wisdom comes from God. What's God's wisdom?
I couldn't possibly answer that question.
No. But it's like, it's in Proverbs. He gave us a whole book. So what does that whole book encapsulate? Like,
Solomon asked for wisdom and God gave it to him in more abundance than he probably gave.
All right, cool. Alvin, if Justin gives me a gift, then I give the gift to you.
Yeah.
But let's scrutinize what that is.
Guidance. I think wisdom is what it is day to day is God's guidance, because that's why I would say that wisdom is application. So if I think that someone's they got great wisdom or a lot of advice, it's they've used their intelligence or life experience or whatever they have learnt along the way, and then can now apply it to different scenarios, different situations, they can draw on that. And then in a Christian setting, wisdom is God's leading and guidance, because wisdom from God comes from a place where you may not even know. It's the fact that you might not even know, but then because of God's wisdom, it now leads you to knowledge. Does that make sense? And even if you think you know, you don't really know.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference. And I think with the wise man, I think what's not changed, like what Justin asked the question, like what would you do in modern day society? What's not changed is the whole point of our foundation being in God's word. Mm. Like, you can't stray away from that, no matter how much we change as people, no matter how many different technological devices come out. AI, that thing on Snapchat is creeping me out. But
I saw someone
you see that person that telling it to like bark like a dog? I'm not doing it. It's like woof woof. I'm like, what is this?
Nah. you can't be provoking AI. AI, I love you. But I don't love you like that. Stay away from me, but I love you.
Yo, because it said these conversations will not be deleted unless you explicit, and I was like, it's creepy. I think it's being used for research.
Yeah, most definitely.
It has to be. They have to retain every single bit of that date anyway.
It is research.
Because
it's obviously like, because we've already Well, we've already signed up for it, basically. Yeah, we've all consented, so they can literally just take it.
I'm just not having any conversations.
So what are we saying? We're coming off Snapchat, then?
No, it's not Snapchat.
You are all slaves.
No, I'm not.
Just don't talk to the AI.
You're all unwise, all of you.
I'm not talking to the AI. That's it.
I did.
Oh, dear.
I asked it for lottery numbers. They didn't give it to me. That's why I asked it before, literally.
What should I pick from the lottery numbers?
Yeah.
Yo, what did it say?
Don't say it on the pod.
Nah.
Don't say it on the pod.
But what I was going to say is someone, you've put two things in my head. When he said something, it reminded me of someone described wisdom and knowledge to me like this. Maybe they're the same thing, but they said knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in a fruit salad. And I was like, oh, that'd
be a terrible thing to commit.
I see what they're saying.
And raisins should not be in coleslaw.
Oh yeah, bro.
Or potato salad.
No, don't that do one, that. Are you okay?
That one,
are you alright?
Small.
Neither should apples.
I don't like raisins though.
I'm just addressing
apples in a coleslaw.
Who's listening invites me to their home and this is what you give me. I've told you apples on the podcast already. I don't want it.
Apples in a coleslaw.
I don't agree.
Apples in a coleslaw.
I don't like apples. Period.
What's going on here?
You don't like apples.
You know what? A coleslaw with no mayo, a non-mayo coleslaw.
So a slaw.
Like a
You mean just chopped up carrots and cabbage, bro?
Is that what it is? I didn't know that there's a difference between a slaw and a coleslaw.
That's as
slaw. Sounds rough. Tastes rough.
Yeah, bro.
That says roughage.
Hella roughage there.
Oh my. And wow. Then the second thing was, I thought you mentioned Proverbs. So, that was no segue. Anyway, back to the story.
Go on.
So Proverbs 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equality, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. And then it says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. To understand a proverb and interpretation of the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And then verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So here, the wisdom and knowledge are being used synonymously. They're being used interchangeably.
Okay.
So it's like
some people will only be knowledgeable, but they will never get to that wisdom part. So
it's using them spectrum. Interchangeably.
Is it interchangeable?
Because it's saying.
But to say it's the beginning, yeah. You get me?
The fear of the Lord is the...
Because you know what I think? I think everything that we do that we think is intelligent, that people that are not Christian do, that's all based on God anyway. You get me? It's very perverted, but it's based on God. You get me? So what that's the beginning. Like... So to me, AI, for example. We're trying to create something. Yeah. You get me? We're literally trying to create something that thinks for itself. Mm. That's what God did. But that's the perverted sense of it. You get me? But we don't have the wisdom to see that we don't actually have the ability to control it.
Okay.
You get me? God wouldn't create something more powerful than he is, but we would. Does that make sense?
Quite possibly.
So that's,
But to me, that verse 7... is saying to me.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
sounds deep as well. You know,
it's true. I mean, it's true.
So I'm saying that we it's a form of we have the first form of knowledge and intelligence. You get me? We've taken it. We've ran with it.
Is what you're saying? We have nuclear fusion. We have nuclear fission, and instead of first creating, a power plant, first we create atom bombs with it.
Yeah. Mm.
And Okay, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
And you see, you haven't even explained nuclear fission. You want to talk about titties and that, about how people
I don't want to talk about titties. But
people won't understand it. Explain nuclear fission and fusion. Basically, no, don't. You don't.
No. I'm just going to say, we have this technology, and the first thing we think is we make a weapon from certain technologies before we then have a civil way of using it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I was like, all I was saying is like, the verse is like a contrast of two things. So knowledge and wisdom is knowing God. Yeah? Knowing God is knowledge and wisdom. And then foolishness is, what does it say again? Foolishness is despising instruction. And that's the intriguing thing. Like,
Do we like instruction?
No.
No, we don't.
Because like, with that podcast and with just the way that the world is, and even the way that Christendom is now.
Isn't that rebuking? Like, rebuking is technically a form of instruction. Yeah. Repent, you get me? That's an instruction.
Yeah.
But actually understanding God's love is to obey him.
Yeah.
So it's like everything that underpins.
Whoa.
Everything that underpins what God is about is
muggles.
It's God's love. That's what it's all about.
Yeah,
whether it's wisdom, because the reason why the wise man was wise is because he followed God's words. His foundation was on God's word, and he obeyed. He listened. That's why his house was a success.
And why it stood through.
Do you know what I mean? So So back to the dilemma that I raised before about how do you know, is it only when you have a test? Actually, if you obey God, you're already in the know. Yeah. You don't even have to wait for the test.
Like and that's what I'm saying. That's one of those ones where you can even go through the test as well, but you might not even know that you're going through a test because God's already in it.
And you're just obeying. You're just saying, Lord, lead, Lord, and I will.
I'll follow you.
Yeah.
Like the flood, God says, go into the ark. That's where you build your foundation. Go into the ark. Oh, and it's obedience. It's not even about, the ark is the place of safety. It's where God is, and it's where God is said to go. Now, if you choose to disobey that and the waters and the floods come, you're washed away and you're done. However, if you're in the ark, you survive.
I can swim.
And God is... can you?
That's a tsunami in treading water for like how much years?
Yo. Sorry. Yo, you can swim, but that's what we think we can swim. Yeah. We think we can swim.
We think we can do it ourselves.
Like
that's the biggest
and that's
illusion.
Where we become fools.
Yeah,
that is foolishness.
Yeah. There was a thought, but it's gone, so it's probably not important.
Now, question I was going to ask though: what type of foundations would you say are wise foundations?
Anything that's not material. Most things that aren't material are probably the most valuable things. So,
fruit of the spirit. I know it's
cliche, literally.
It is that stuff.
That's the foundation. If you have patience, love, kindness, gentleness, self-control, everything that story again, circling back to that, that kind of showed. You get me? Because he showed a few. He showed love to his wife by not cheating on her. He showed self-control by not obviously doing the thing with the thing. You get me? And you showed a few, you get me? Like, those are the things that are going to last, you get me? And are going to hope, like, get him to the kingdom, you get me? But if you focus just on this, if you focused on the success, if you focused on how many people are going to watch me, I'm going to make sure that my sermon is the best sermon ever. I'm going to shout and I'm going to do everything the most, you get me? The things that are like material and the things that I'm going to make sure my suit is the best, you get me? And everything like this. Not saying that all of these things are bad, but I'm saying that, like,
if you're doing it for those reasons,
Soft. Yeah. No, they're soft. They're soft things, you get me? The things that.
Important.
Yeah, but that's what I call them soft because they're not. Like, they're just... They're not of any real substance. When it comes down to it, at the end of time, no one's caring how iron the seam in your thing is. And that's not me saying that the seam in your thing is that important. Iron, obviously, we've had conversations about, obviously, and
but whatever. I fully understand what you're saying. Essentially, what you're saying is, what are we taking to heaven? Our character.
Literally.
Is all we're taking to heaven.
And that's what our foundation...
You reckon your character will make it?
As it is right now,
the Lord's character will, and that's, you see, and that's the mad part. Because when he asked that question, how do we build on a solid rock? Or how do we build on the right foundation?
Yeah.
Like, it's so...
You know, I was going to say something. Obviously, Jesus is our, essentially, our advocate.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
And this is not me saying that we will never have the character of Jesus. But I'm saying that there's always going to be... We will never be good enough to get to the kingdom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Jesus is always... And that's why he had to be that bridge for us. Because we was never going to make it anyway. Mm. You get me? So when people say, oh, they have... And we've had, again, these conversations before about what does perfection mean? Mm. Even perfect in character or whatever. Even what we perceive to be perfect isn't good enough. We still need Jesus in order to say, yeah, he can come.
See, there's certain things he can that come. Blow my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, lift him up.
Yeah.
Raise him from the dead. You get me?
I think... The first thing is, you see, the verses that come to my mind, like Philippians 2, maybe verse 13, and it says, it is God who works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Mm. Like, that's mad. So in order for us to do good, it's God who's working on us to do good. Mm. That's number one. Number two is the whole issue of surrender. Like, and that's the biggest thing, you know, because... God is an all-powerful God.
Most definitely.
The one thing he can't... The one thing he won't push his power against is our ultimate will.
Mm.
That is to say, there are times when we're like... When God knows what we really want, but we're like, for example, the whole Jonah situation. Jonah wanted to obey God, but... He's fear and fear. He can see, oh, Jonah's fearful. So he goes, I'll pop him in a whale. And then, but if Jonah was ultimately like, God, I forsake, I really don't want this. God wouldn't have, that would never have happened.
Yeah.
You see, so God, so number one, we have to yield ourselves to the power of God. This is the God who can speak and things are, who can say, let there be light and there is light. Who, when David says, create in me a clean heart, God goes, okay, that's what, yo, I am the creator.
I can do,
and the whole, I believe that with time, and it will have nothing to do, the only thing that the changing of our character will have to do with us is two things. Number one is surrender, is saying, here's my remote control. And then number two, I think, is fighting and struggling.
Sorry, it's the way movement. You fought.
Oh. Nah, you're fighting. You get banged out, so.
Fighting.
You'd be on Broad Street later.
I was. That's where that job was. Anyway, that makes no sense because that bit is probably not in the podcast.
But no, 100% agree.
Nah, but okay, last part then. In conclusion, okay, I'm not gonna start you in conclusion, but yeah, just to conclude the episode, I want everyone to go around. I want to go around and like ask everyone what was their time when when their foundations were built on either solid or terrible foundations. Like, can you name a time? I'll go first. well, to be honest, I've been on both spectrums, but right now, anyway, like, I feel like right now my foundation, well, that's, I like starting with a bad, but like I feel like in my past, I would say mostly when I was in school, not having like that direction of knowing where to go or like wanting to do anything in school, like I feel like that was a time when my foundations were built on foolishness, because I think in year 11, when most people should be revising, I was literally sitting at home watching Chop Shocky Shocks, bro, like on Cartoon Network. Oh my goodness. Even Cold Link is next door. Fam, great shows. But yeah, I feel like those foundations there were like, just like not really good ones, solely because like I did have people there to elevate me, but I didn't want those people there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like just withering away, doing my own thing. I feel like from 20 when I was 25, I don't remember what year that was. Wow. But yeah, when I was 25, that's when my foundation started. That I've been thinking about it, please, because I need to know the year myself. It's going to bug me.
No, it'd be like 2 years.
2 years.
Are you 28?
28, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on?
What are you saying like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, so 2020, 2021?
2020. So when we started the podcast, you was 20 what? 20?
No.
It's basically lockdown.
I was working.
Oh, you was 25? He's 25.
Okay, yeah, 2020.
Was it end of 2019?
Yes, yeah, end of 2019.
Yeah. So yeah, 2020. Yeah, 2020. So yeah. Oh, that's how I said it as well. The old part, that was deja vu then, because I said 2020.
20.
Yeah. Oh. You remember?
Yeah. I remember.
Oh, man, that was deja vu.
That's cute. Yeah.
But yeah.
Sorry for the listeners' ears, mate.
Oh, back crap.
To back.
sorry, listeners.
But yeah,
no, you know,
it's a beautiful scream. I loved it. I won't mention it again.
It actually was.
No, man, should have got that film.
That black boy joy.
That boy joy.
No, it was.
Man, I'm frolicking. back. I feel like when I was 2020, when I was 25. That's when my foundation started being built on proper things. Although, like, it was hard, like kind of changing everything. Still, I'm changing now, like, 3 years later, or 2 years later, rather. Actually, 3 years later. So, I'm still changing now, but, like, those foundations are being more, like, solidly built. So, obviously, I feel like some foundations I've built up, some foundations I've had to tear down, or sometimes, like, the storms do come and, like, do test the little foundation I have now, but it just gets knocked down again. Mm. But as long as they're getting built properly and I'm not like giving up on that whole secondary survey and kind of going to the right people, having the right people in my life, like this space right here, even praying with Alvin on a weekly basis. Mm. Alvin, you've been slacking recently, bro. What's going on, man? Do better. But anyway. But
I will be praying for you. I have been praying for you.
That's good, man. That's good. Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, having those kind of foundations
and
is literally
for me. Sorry,
definitely. But like having those foundations are literally like one of those things that kind of build those solid foundations or those necessary foundations that you need to kind of move forward within life. So yeah, that's my little testimony. Yeah. Anyone else got one?
So. I'll go next time because I might have to dip.
So
mine, I'm just going to give a time where I felt like I was doing both sand and brick at the same time.
Sand and brick.
Which was basically in uni because I felt like I had the foundations there, but I kind of wanted to do my own thing. So I was mixing my foundations up, essentially.
Sinking sand.
Yeah. So I feel like I had enough there to help with the tests, but equally, if I had have let that keep on going, I might not, if that makes sense. Mm. So I just have this visual image of me, literally, I've got one side sand, one side brick, and I'm literally just, as every time I lay down a brick, I try to put down sand. That's what, I have this image, I feel like that's what my, that time of my life was. Yeah. And I feel like now I'm trying to, because I kind of came out, if anything, I was probably studying like my Bible and stuff more then than I did now, which is the irony of it all. But I think what I'm trying to do now is, I guess, healing from those experiences. I'm trying to get things back on track. And that journey in and of itself has caused me to be more honest with myself about where I am. And I think I'm quite grateful to God for the journey that he's brought me through. Not saying that I had to go through that, but I'm still grateful that, for example, my friends around me can still see that I'm trying to better myself in my Christian journey and that my choices didn't steer them away. Because I think that probably would have hurt me the most. Because I was so focused on what I was doing, I didn't realise that what my impact was to other people. But because God is God, it meant that even in my mess, I was still ministering. So I think, yeah, it's just a testament to God and what he can do, really. So yeah, that's an example that I would give.
Decent. What about you,
Colin? I'd say probably when just before lockdown, I think I was like more on fire for God. But then I'd say the similar thing as like Talifa was saying, I feel like I was trying to put down both bricks in it, whereas opposed to like now, it's like I do find myself in those patterns sometimes still, but I am trying to put down bricks and cement, you get me, because they go together, you get me. So I am trying to pray more, study more Bible more, and I think as well, I think I was saying like earlier, like when we first started, when I started the hub and that, like just being aware that right, okay, cool, this is quite like a lot of responsibility that I didn't really consider before, which is strange, but now obviously it's been going for a little bit now, and hopefully it continues to, that I will not need to get serious for the hub. I will just need to get serious in terms of my own salvation. You get me? Because that would be mad if people get saved and I don't. I'd be mad, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. So it's just about, yeah. And again, being able to feed myself so that I can then go out and do that work. Yeah.
For me, it's been I've realized that a lot of things that I haven't done, like my motivation for some of the stuff that I haven't done, which I could have done, hasn't been because I love God, but because I'm fear of the consequences of what could happen. So for example, I'll use an example I've never gotten drunk, but that's not because
I don't know why I laughed. That's a good thing.
Well, I mean, can you imagine me drunk? Anyway, but I've never gotten drunk, but that's not because it is partly because I've been like, oh, this will disappoint God, but it's more like, oh my gosh, but what if, like, what would people, like, what if people see me drunk? Oh my gosh, and all of that, like, I think about, like, a lot, I realize that some of what stopped me from doing what I have stopped me from
doing what you want,
doing
to
what
do.
I want to do,
oh, so you actually has do been, do it.
I don't know, maybe not so much with the drinking, but like other stuff, like that, like,
cheeks,
like, let's go cheeks then.
Yeah.
The reason that because I'm like, well, imagine
if you're that example that gets HIV.
I mean, that's like that's light work.
That's heavy.
What my concern is light work compared to that is
okay.
Like, I have this image of like one day I've sung, it's a Sabbath, and it's divine service and whatnot, yeah. And I've sung and someone has tagged me in a post or whatever, tagged me in a post of having sung, and say the night before I've cheated. Is that the word?
Yes, cheated. Yeah. That's so harsh.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. I'm worried.
Yeah.
Night before I've cheated.
Yeah.
And then person I've cheated with has tagged me.
Oh,
he's up there doing XYZ. Well, this is what he was doing the night
The shame.
And I've been praying to God saying, Lord, make me actually dislike what you dislike. Because...
The thing is, Justin actually telepathically thought what I am. But it's okay.
I want to know.
That's okay. Good. God.
Oh, well. But yeah, like, that's...
I don't know what the thing is, but I can't even.
Hey, listen. Wait, just finish your sentence and I'm going to end the podcast.
And then I need to go.
That's the end. Oh, it can't end there. It can't end like that.
No, go on. Go on. Make a serious point.
Okay. Serious point is basically building your rock on the solid, building your foundation on solid rock. Number one is building, just to conclude, is building your life, your entire life on Christ and his word and surrendering to his will. And that's the hard thing to do, but it's becoming easier. The more I do it, the easier it's becoming.
Definitely.
And again, with what those guys were saying, what's her name again? What's the woman's name?
Jackie Hill Perry.
Jackie Hill Perry. What she was saying is so true. The more we submit ourselves to sinning, it's a pattern that becomes ingrained, and we are resisting the voice of the Holy Spirit, and we're pushing the Holy Spirit away and saying, actually, I don't want to listen to you right now. And there'll come a point eventually when he stops knocking, not because he doesn't want to, but because we will have utterly rejected him, and there'll not even be a point, and we'll get to the place where there's nothing more the Spirit can do. And the more we surrender, the easier it becomes to surrender. And I'm finding that. I'm finding that in my personal life anyway. I'll leave it there.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Episode Now Podcast.
Does anyone want to pray for ourselves and the listeners? I don't know how we felt about the prayer last time in the first podcast.
Dear Kindly Father, I want to thank you for bringing us here to talk about foundations, having the right foundations. Lord, I want to pray for the listener who is listening. I want to pray that they are able to form those right foundations and stay away from the sand. I pray for your guidance in everything that we do. And I pray for your love and your mercies and your continuous blessings that you give to us every single day. So as we go home, I pray that you bless your travel mercies in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
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 Oh, wow. Boom. The listeners even going home, though.
Well, we are.
No,
wow.
They're at home. Maybe.
Maybe.
At work.
Wherever the listeners are, Lord, bless them.
Amen. Amen. Amen.